إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and His messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, O you who have believed, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, O you who have believed, fear Allah and only speak the truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved the great success. عباد الله معشر المسلمين. Indeed our religion of Islam, it is built upon firm principles and pillars. And a Muslim cannot be a Muslim until he believes in these pillars and he acts according to these pillars. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us the pillars of our religion. He taught us the pillars of our belief. And every single Muslim must have the correct, authentic belief in these pillars. These pillars are called Arkanul Iman, the pillars of Iman, i.e. the pillars of a Muslim's belief and his creed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed us that the pillars of Iman, Arkanul Iman, they are six. In the famous hadith, known as the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, that Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, and it is in Sahih Muslim, that one day a man came to us, and he was wearing beautiful white clothes, and his hair was tidy and black. لا يعرفه منا أحد. Nobody amongst us knew who this man was. وَلَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السَّفَرِ. And we could not see any effect of travelling upon him. This man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and sat close to him. And he asked him a number of questions. From amongst the questions that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, Ya Muhammad, أخبرني عن الإيمان. O Muhammad, tell me about Iman. Tell me about my belief. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, mentioning six pillars, Al-Iman and تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ, that Iman is for you to have Iman and believe in Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, his angels. وَكُتُبِهِ, his books. وَرُسُلِهِ, his messengers. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, the final day. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and to have belief in the decree of Allah. Everything which is good and everything which is seen as being bad upon this earth, all of it is decreed by Allah. Ma'ashir al-Muslimin, al-Imanu bil-Malaika, having Iman, having the correct belief regarding the angels, this is one of the pillars of al-Iman. Rather, it is the second of the six pillars of al-Iman. It is a pillar which most Muslims don't know much about. And there is much ignorance regarding this pillar, Al-Imanu bil-Malaika. And there are many ayat in the Qur'an, many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which mention the angels of Allah, the Malaika. These ayat and these ahadith, they mention the importance of the angels and the creation of the angels and the different ranks or levels of the angels. Rather, there is a surah in the Quran, a chapter in the Quran, which is called Suratul Malaika. It is called the chapter or the surah of the angels. And this is Surat Fatir. The Mufassirun have mentioned that another name for Surat Fatir is Surat Al-Malaika. Because Allah Jalla fil Ula, he began this surah, this chapter, with the mentioning of the angels. He said, Alhamdulillah, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Ja'il al-Malaika Rusula, the one who has made the angels as messengers. Uli ajniha, mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. These angels who possess wings, 2, 3, and 4. Yuzidu fil khalqi ma yasha, he increases in his creation whatever he wants. Inna allaha ala kulli shayin qadir, and Allah has complete ability over everything. And therefore, ma'ashir al-Muslimin, having Iman in the angels and knowing about the angels of Allah is a pillar from the pillars of our Iman. So Malaika is the plural for Malak. Malak means one angel, and Malaika is the plural. And the angels, they are Rusulullah. They are the messengers of Allah. But not the messengers of Allah upon this earth. Rather, they are the messengers of Allah in the heavens and the skies. And Allah called them Rusul. He said, Ja'ilil al-Malaika Rusula, that we are the ones who have made the angels Rusula, as messengers. And our scholars have summarized for us the correct belief regarding the angels, that we have to believe hum alamun ghaibi khalaqahum Allah min nur, that the angels, they are beings from the unseen, from ilmul ghaib. Khalaqahum Allah min nur, Allah has created them from light. Yusabbihuna al-layla wan-nahar, they make the tasbih, the glorification of Allah in the night and in the day. La ya'suna Allah ma amarahum. They do not disobey Allah in that which He has commanded them with. Wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. And they do whatever Allah has ordered. And in order for us to have the correct belief in the angels, we have to believe in four things regarding the angels. We have to believe in the existence of the angels, that they exist and they are real. We have to believe in the names of the angels. We have to believe in the physical creation and the physical characteristics of the angels. And we have to believe in the actions and the responsibilities of the angels. So the first of these four matters is having iman bi wujudil malaika, having the belief in the existence of the angels. Just as Allah has created humans and He created jinn, then He has also created the angels. And whoever disbelieves in the existence of the angels, or even a single angel, has disbelieved in Islam. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. Whoever disbelieves in Allah and His angels, وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. And whoever disbelieves in His books and messengers, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And the final day, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Then he has been misguided a lot. And as for the number of the angels, how many angels are there? Then this is something which is known only to Allah. Nobody else knows the numbers of the angels. Allah said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. That nobody knows the army of your Lord, either angels, except Him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he ascended to the seven heavens in Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, and he went up to the seventh heaven, and he mentioned a place called Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. And this place, Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, it is a place to which the angels go to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like us Muslims upon this earth, as worshippers, we go to the Kaaba to perform our pilgrimage. Then the angels also have a place called Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. And it is above the heavens. And the angels, they go to this place in order to worship Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يَدْخُلُهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. That every single day, 70,000 مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. 70,000 angels enter into this place, into Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. ثُمَّ لَا يَعُودُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And then they never return back to this place. And then the next day, 70,000 more angels will come and enter into Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur in order to worship Allah. And then they will go and they will never return. And like this, up until Yawm al-Qiyamah, every single day 70,000 angels enter into this place. So the number of angels are not known to any wali, and they are not known to any prophet and rasul. Rather, they are only known to Allah Jalla fil Ula. And we have to also believe in the names of the angels. In the Quran, in the Hadith, there are certain names which Allah has told about regarding the angels. And other names He did not mention. So we have to believe in every single name which Allah has mentioned. And we have to believe that angels have names that Allah did not mention. So we believe in an angel called Jibreel. And he is the greatest and most virtuous of the angels. And Jibreel can also be called Jibra'il. And he is also known as Ruh al-Qudus. And he is also known as Ar-Ruh al-Amin, the trustworthy angel. All of these four names are the names of Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel, Jibra'il, Ruh al-Qudus, and Ar-Ruh al-Amin. Also from the names of the angels is Mika'il. And from the names of the angels is Israfil. And these three names the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to mention in his dua. He used to say, Allahumma Rabba Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israfil. O Allah, the Lord of Jibreel, and the Lord of Mika'il, and the Lord of Israfil. Also from the names of the angels which Allah has told us about is Malik. And Malik is the angel who is the gatekeeper of Jahannam, of the fire. And Allah mentioned in the Quran that the people in the fire, they will call out to this angel, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ. They will call out and they will say, O Malik, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. That let your Lord finish us off. And Malik, he will reply to them. And he will say, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. He will say, indeed, you will remain in the fire. From the names of the angels is Malakul Maut, the angel of death. Like Allah said, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. That Malakul Maut, the angel of death, he will bring your death to you. And he has no other name except that he is Malakul Maut. From the names of the angels which we have been taught about is Al-Munkar and Al-Nakir. The two angels who will come and question every single person in the grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَان. That two angels will come to a person in the grave. يُقَالُ لِأَحَدِهِمَا الْمُنْكَرْ وَلِلْآخَرَ النَّكِيرِ. One of these angels is called Al-Munkar and the other one is called Al-Nakir. And then there are other names which people think are the names of the angels, which are famous upon the tongues of the people, but they are not authentic. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not mention that the name of Malakul Maut is Israfil. This has not been mentioned, neither in an ayah nor in an authentic hadith. There is no angel who is called Dhulqarnain. There is no angel who is called Sharahil. And there are some narrations. However, these are weak narrations, as the ulama have mentioned, that the gatekeeper to Jannah, he is called Ridwan. However, many ulama have mentioned that these narrations, they are weak and they are not authentic. Also, we have to believe in the physical characteristics of the angels, how Allah has created them. So we believe that they have been created from light. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مِن نُور. The angels, they were created, they were made from light. وَخُلِقَتِ الْجَانِ مِن مَارِجٍ مِنَ النَّارِ. And the jinn, the shayateen, they were created from a flameless fire. وَخُلِقْتُم مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. And you people, you have been created from that which has been described to you, i.e. from clay and from water. So any person, even if he is a messenger and a prophet and a wali, then he is made out of clay. He is not made out of light. The only creation which are made out of light are the angels. We have to also believe that the angels are strong and big and firm. Like Allah described them, Malaika ghiladun shidad. Angels who are big, strong and firm. We have to believe that the angels, they have wings. As Allah said, uli ajniha. Possessing wings. 2, 3, 4 or even more. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he described the appearance of Jibreel alayhi salam, when he was in the cave of Hira, when the revelation came to him, he mentioned how the wings of Jibreel alayhi salam were 600 wings, and that he filled the horizon. So this is the great creation of Jibreel alayhi salam. Also, we have to believe that the angels, they do not eat, they do not drink, they do not marry, and they do not give birth. We believe that the angels, they have hearts. Like Allah said, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ, until the hearts of the angels, they begin to tremble. So we believe that the angels have hearts. We do not say that the angels are females, or that the angels are males. We don't give them a gender. Because the Quraysh, they used to say that the angels, they are the females and they are the daughters of Allah. And Allah replied to them. He rebuked them. He said, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَلِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتِ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ, that go ask them that for your Lord, does he have daughters, females, and you are the ones who have sons? أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ إِنَاثًا وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ, or did we create the angels as females and they were watching? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِفْكِهِمْ لَيَقُولُونَ, rather this is from their lies that they utter. We have to believe that the angels, they speak with letters and words and voices which can be heard. They speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah speaks to them. They speak to the prophets and the messengers when they bring the revelation. They speak to the human beings in the graves. They speak to the people of the paradise. And they speak to the people of the fire. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, when Allah said to His angels, to the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, indeed I am going to create a khalifa upon this earth, either human beings. The angels, they replied back. قَالُوا, they said with a sound and words and letters, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا, they replied, will you create upon this earth those who will cause corruption upon this earth? We have to also believe that the angels, they have the ability to take the appearance of the human beings with the permission of Allah. And this is to the prophets and the messengers. Like the hadith of Jibreel, Umar radiallahu anhu said, إِذْ طَلَعَ عَلَيْنَا رَجُلٌ, that we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a man came to us. This man was Jibreel alayhi salam, but in the form of a man. Because when he left, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Umar, do you know who this man was? And Umar said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied, Innahu Jibreel, indeed it was Jibreel. Atakum liyu'allimakum amra deenikum, he only came to teach you the affairs of your religion. Also in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the guests, they for Ibrahim, when they came in the form of a man. So Allah has honored the human beings, that the angels only take their appearance and their form. And for this reason, it is not permitted for a person to insult or mock or belittle the appearance of another human being. We have to also believe in the fourth thing, which is the actions of the angels and the responsibilities of the angels. So we believe that the angels, they worship Allah. And the worship of the angels to Allah is that they make tasbih and they make sujood. They glorify Allah and they prostrate in front of Him. Like Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ, indeed those are the angels who are with your Lord, they do not become arrogant over His worship. وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, they glorify Him and they make sujood to Him. Also the angels, they make dua for the people. So they make dua, they supplicate for the student of knowledge and the one who teaches the people. They make dua for the person who is waiting for the prayer, who comes early to the masjid. They make dua for the people who sit on the first rows. Not the last rows, rather the first rows. They make dua for the person who sends salutation upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They supplicate for the person who gives his wealth in the way of Allah. They supplicate for the person who visits another ill Muslim. They supplicate for a person who says Ameen out aloud with the Ameen of the Imam in the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min Muslimin yad'u li akhihi bi dhahril ghaib." Whenever a Muslim makes dua when he supplicates for his Muslim brother behind his back, meaning he does not know, illa qala al malaika amin wa laka mithluhu, except that the angels will also say amin and for you as well. So whenever a person makes dua for his Muslim brother and he does not know, in each one of his dua the angels are also saying amin and for you as well, amin and for you as well. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given certain angels certain responsibilities. So Jibreel is responsible for the revelation. And Mikael is responsible for bringing the rain. And Israfil is responsible for blowing the trumpets on the Day of Judgment. And Munkar and An-Nakir are responsible for asking the questions in the grave. And Malakul Maut is responsible for taking the soul of those to whom death has come. And Malik is responsible. His job, his responsibility is that he is the gatekeeper of the fire. So these four matters, Ma'ashar al-Muslimin, the existence of the angels, the names of the angels, the physical characteristics of the angels, and the jobs and the responsibilities of the angels, every single Muslim has to believe with the correct belief. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. Ma'ashir al-Muslimin, ma'ashir al-Ikhwa. Having the correct belief in the angels is one of the pillars of al-Iman, min arkan al-Iman. And the religion and our aqeedah is built upon these six pillars. So whoever is ignorant regarding these six pillars of Iman, or doesn't learn about the six pillars of Iman, or disbelieves in one of the six pillars of Iman, then he has not entered into Al-Islam. He's not a mu'min. The mu'min must have the correct Iman in the six pillars of Al-Iman. However, these six pillars are not just empty belief or just a statement. Rather, they have to have an effect, a physical effect upon us. So our Iman in the angels, why is it important? How does it physically affect us? Number one, that when you learn about the great angels and their great number and their great existence and creation, then it increases your Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is one angel with 600 wings and he covers the horizon, then how great is the one who has created him? And if there is a place called Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, which 70,000 angels visit every single day up until Yawm Al-Qiyamah, then how great is the one who they worship? Also, we have to believe in how great these angels are, and therefore it causes you to be humble. That these are the great numbers of the angels, and these are how strong and firm are the angels. So why is it that you weak human being, that you are arrogant over others, or that you belittle other people? So however strong you are, there are those who are stronger than you. And however much knowledge that you have, there are those who are most knowledgeable. And on top of this, it affects us in our ibadah, in our worship. The angels make dua for the talib al-ilm. We seek knowledge so we can have the dua of the angels. The angel makes dua for a person who makes dua for his brother. We make dua for our brother, so the angels make dua for us. The angels make dua for a person who says Ameen aloud with the Imam. we say Ameen aloud, so we can have the dua of the angels. So in this way, Iman in the angels has a physical effect and an influence upon our upon our actions and upon our outlook. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma aghfir lil-muslimina wal-muslimat. Wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Al-ahya'a minhum wal-mamat. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Aqim al-salah.